Yeah, Trevor, it really looked easy for you, especially early, just pitching and catching with your receivers. I mean, did you go into this game thinking they were down in their secondary and you could get them?
Well, I just think we have a lot of confidence in our receivers going into any week with the crew we got there. So, but they had some injuries, and we knew if we could get the ball, you know, outside and letting our guys make plays, we'd be all right.
How important was it for you in terms of, I mean, time of possession, kind of a boring stat, but was that something you guys had talked about coming into this one?
Huge. I mean, especially with Dak and those guys on the other side, we knew it was going to be a physical game. And for us to be successful, we had to kind of control the ball and, you know, match their physicality. So, I mean, that's kudos to the offensive line. You know, those guys did a heck of a job and allowed us to kind of get in that flow and sustain some of those long drives.
How did you feel about CJ's game, and how important was it to get that run game going tonight?
Huge. I mean, played his tail off. I mean, a bunch of, you know, kind of highlight reel runs, but then a bunch of, you know, bloody, ugly 4-yard runs that you don't show up on the stat sheet as much. But he played really, really well, and him with those guys up front, I think, was a good combo.
Yeah, could you describe what happened on the interception? Looked like Demaryius zigged, and he thought he was going to zag or something like that.
Yeah, it was just a miscommunication. I mean, stinks, but, you know, just miscommunication, bad break.
How much did the success of the run game today contribute to what you were able to do in the air?
I mean, that's huge. I mean, I don't know what the number is. I think we ran it like 39 or 40 times, but when you can have that balance, it makes it so much easier. You get an extra guy in the box, and especially with our receivers, you get those one-on-ones and get it to them in a little bit of space and let those guys go, really.
Trevor, what do you think of how Emmanuel played today?
Really well. I mean, you know, it was interesting because once they got a guy dinged, they kind of went into a little bit more of a shell coverage and really wanted to keep those guys contained. I'm talking about DT and Emmanuel, and those guys still kind of found a way to get open here and there and did really, really well.
Trevor, you're a guy who doesn't like a whole lot of attention, but with the numbers you're putting up thus far, are you worried that you're not going to fly under the radar anymore?
I don't know. I think it's still so early. We're only two games into the season, so I've seen how quickly things can change in this league, and you know, very, very happy, obviously, to start the way we have. But we're going to go into Buffalo, and Buffalo doesn't care if we've won two games or we're 0-2. It's going to be a great challenge for us. So we're just taking it week by week.
Trevor, when you have the lightning delay, is it kind of, for quarterback, is it kind of like a pitcher with a rain delay? Do you have to treat it a little bit differently than the other guys?
Not really. I mean, definitely unique. We were joking. I mean, that was our first day game of the year so far, including preseason. We were like, shoot, we still aren't going to be able to get out of here by 8 o'clock. but it was good. Coach Joseph did a good job kind of communicating with us, and we got going pretty early. But, yeah, it's tough for guys to stay locked in for sure for that little bit of time.
Was this, Trevor, somewhat of a statement game for you? I mean, the Cowboys are very popular. A lot of people watch them. Dak's got a lot of accolades. Elliott does. And you came out and played pretty well. You think maybe you showed the nation you're a pretty good quarterback?
I think we played well. The Denver Broncos played well. And I think that's one of the things when we came in, we want to play complementary football. And to beat the good teams in this league, you got to play well together, everybody across the board, offense, defense, special teams. So, again, it's week two, but we're excited about where we're at, and hopefully we can keep continuing to grow.
Trevor, in addition to DT, Emmanuel, you found Virgil, Jeff, Cody. How has the offense allowed you to find those guys, and what does that bring when they can't just focus on two guys?
I mean, I like the scheme a lot. I mean, it's really player-friendly, and you always feel, you know, as a quarterback especially, but every player, I feel like we're always in the right spot, and we always got a chance to be successful. So no doubt guys stepped up. I mean, that's kind of what we've been seeing all through this year, OTA's camp, and it's kind of cool to see it live action and come to fruition.
Big jump from last year is the not having three and outs, really sustaining the drives. What's been the difference this year that has really got you kind of the next level of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that there's a lot that goes into it, but I'll just say running the ball really well, you know, helps. I mean, when you get in a manageable second down or third down, you got a chance. And, you know, I don't have any stats on it or anything, but, you know, third and long is tough in this league. Third downs are tough as it gets. So, you know, hopefully we can keep continuing to stay in those third and five, third and fours, and keep on the field.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.